Welcome, folks, back to this newest episode of Room Temp. I'm joined here by just Sean tonight. Ben's a little preoccupied. I think he's in New York with Cassie. Felisa?
He could have called in.
He could have called in, but, you know, you're doing stuff with your lady. I understand. Totally understand.
Do you, though?
Yeah, sure. I've had a girlfriend before. Tonight, it's just going to be Sean and I, then. We're going to be doing our little thing together. We'll get you guys some predictions for the upcoming game. I'm sure we'll get Ben's as well. We'll post those probably somewhere, if we can, if we remember. But first, what these rumors about Floyd Mayweather to the UFC.
I'm hype about this.
Actually, I also saw that it's actually not going to happen.
Yeah, but they said that about the McGregor-Floyd fight.
No, too. Like Floyd, the rumors came out, and then like today, which is Thursday, he said it in the afternoon. He was just like, nah, fuck no. He was just like, I never said that. He's like, I said I could make $1 billion if I did 3 or 4 fights. He's like, if I wanted to do it with Conor being the last fight again. And then he was just like, but like, I'm not doing that.
He's old, man.
He's 40. Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to see some old dude get fucked up.
He's not Manny.
He's not.
And he shouldn't. He's 50-0. He goes down to one of the greatest fighters ever.
Did you see the thing about the deer and the dude from Colorado?
What about it?
Did you see it?
I don't know what deer you're referring to.
This deer, literally walked into a shop in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you saw this?
Yeah.
And how, like, he gave him some chocolate and biscuits, and then half an hour later, the deer came back with his entire family.
Yeah.
Bro, this is the best thing I've seen today.
I'd be so pissed.
I would not be. It's lit. Dude, I would give all of them biscuits and chocolate.
Bro, no, it's like, give an inch, and they want a mile.
Bro, it's four of them. He's like, listen, fam, like, we're out here hungry. And he's providing.
Yeah.
He looks so nice, too. It's not even like it's a mean deer.
No, it's not a mean deer.
And he refers to them as gazelles, which makes it even better.
Makes it way better. Apparently, deer or gazelle now. That's fine.
I guess. That's how it works.
Nah, fuck that. I would be so pissed. Like, one deer, cool, came up close to me. I got to feed it some food.
Bro, a deer coming into my shop. Like, number one, I'm freaking out a little bit. I'd probably be scared to get near it. Like, rabies is real.
They bark. They, like, hiss and they shit everywhere. They're like the rats of the woods. They're like rats with hooves.
They bark?
Yeah, deer bark.
Deer bark.
Yeah.
This is news to me.
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
I don't know if I believe you or not.
I'm serious. I feel like
you're just fucking with
me. No, I'm being 100% serious. I'm pulling up YouTube and I'm going to try and find, like, a video of it real quick. But
a deer barking.
Deer bark.
And they hiss.
They just go like that kind of thing. Yeah.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah. It's not really like I guess hiss is the wrong word, but like.
It's like a snarl?
Yeah, it's more like that, yeah. Let's see, hang on. We're loading the video real quick.
Dude.
It's a fast start to our show.
Please tell me.
What?
This thing.
That it barks? I don't know what this is, so. I've only heard it like bark once or twice before, like. In real life.
You've heard it in real life.
Yeah.
I don't hear any barking.
What's the fucking beginning of the video? Caesar's recording it, a deer in his backyard. This deer looks like a piece of shit.
How long is this video?
It's 40 seconds. I'm waiting. I don't want to skip around and miss it and look like an asshole. What is this deer's fucking problem? I hate this deer. I hate deer.
I can't even see the deer, so I'm just going to go based off what you're saying, and I'm going to also hate the deer.
Fucking nothing's happening still.
Yo! That was not a bark.
That was not a bark.
That was like a belch.
What the shit, dude?
That was crazy. That was a weird sound. It literally sounded like the deer farted.
Nah, he's like, open his mouth. So I don't think McGregor's going to the UFC. I don't think it's going to happen. But it was cool to, like, the prospect of it happening. Also, LeVar Ball reportedly creating his own league that was kind of set up to rival the NCAA.
I've been wanting to talk about this.
He's been apparently going to be paying players up to $10,000 a month to make them pick his league over college.
I've been wanting to talk about this all day. I'm so excited about this. And I just want to throw it out there. It's going to be really hard. Because Rick Pitino was paying his players $100K plus hookers.
Yeah.
Think about that one.
And they got to go to school.
Think about that one.
And they went to school.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a small percentage of those people, if, say, his league goes through in the whole fucking nine yards, yeah, the percentage of the players that go from his league to the league are very slim. And then what? You have no college education.
I'm just saying, like, if you're that good and you have the capability of getting 100,000 versus being that good and going making 10,000, what do you pick?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even if I'm not getting paid that much money, I'm going to a fucking big-ass school. I get, like, all the recognition in the world, a free education, and most way better recognition going into the league and better coaching.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless of pay.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, regardless of pay. Like,
I just think it's brilliant because, I don't know.
I don't think it's going
to
happen.
It could definitely work out.
It's his solution to his son's being kicked out of school.
I think the idea is there. I think the idea is there. You're getting these kids who are actually able to be paid money instead of whatever. If he got enough big names to come in, and it'd be...
The problem with that is that, like, any big name is going to get a better payoff at a bigger school. You know what I'm saying?
Not necessarily.
Absolutely. You think a guy, like, what top prospect...
What payoff are you talking? Are you talking, like the payoff of, like...
As an athlete, I guess, in general.
Are you talking, like, a payoff as in, like, going to school for free? Or are you talking about actually getting paid money?
Either one. I get a free education.
They're not getting actually paid money. They're not supposed to be.
Ah, dude, I think the whole free education thing is a form of payment. Don't actually answer this as rhetorical. How much debt do you have at the end of the year? How do you have to pay into it now?
I agree with you. It's hype for them.
If I'm a top prospect, I'm going to UNC. Or, like, the Duke of the fucking games. Because, regardless, there's only a 12-man roster. They're fucking looking at you if you want to go to the NBA.
Really good education. You're right. You're not wrong.
Right. I'm going to go to some no-name scrub league where...
It's a really good education. It costs a lot of money to go to both those schools.
And if we're talking top prospect, you know what I mean? If we're talking top prospect, like, there's no incentive for me to go to LeVar's other than, like, I have money in my pocket. But, like, sure, you go to LeVar's league. This is, again, no one ever wants to see this. Break your leg and you never play basketball again. You just spent, like, however many years playing in LeVar's league with no education trying to get into the league.
And 10,000 isn't a lot.
It said up to $10,000 a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Oh, that changes things.
Yeah.
Considerably.
But I don't know. I don't think so.
A month? I was thinking that was a year. No, a month? Yeah, no, dude, that's pretty freaking good.
That's up to.
Yeah.
Most of those players are going to probably get like $500 a month.
I mean, to be able to make like $80,000, bro, that's more than... It's way more than you'd be getting.
$500 a month.
If you were top, $500 a month. If you were a top prospect,
my rent is $500 a month.
I'm saying, if you were a top prospect and you were getting paid $10,000 a month, that's more than what it would cost to go to school.
Sure, but you're not in school.
That's beneficial. That's way. That's super beneficial. That's actually. I didn't realize that. That changes my whole thought process on this.
Not at all. I don't think so at all.
I'm telling you right now, there's a chance this could work. This is going to be the start of it.
I don't think so.
Down with the NCAA.
You're a top five prospect. You're going to go?
Down with the NCAA.
You're a top five prospect. You'll go there?
Maybe. For making
who's
10,
coaching
10,000?
You? Who's getting you into the league?
LeVar is very good at marketing. He got Lonzo in.
Yeah, and he's, like, doing okay. And his two sons, he, like, potentially ruined their fucking lives.
Yeah, but that's, you know, he's not my
oh,
dad.
Oh, yeah, he's one for three.
He's not my dad.
You would not want him to be your dad? Why not, dude? He's doing all these great things, though.
That's just silly.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Fuck that, dude. No way. It's like working for your dick boss who makes a lot of money.
I think people are just hating on him for...
Really? I don't think so at all. I think they're hating on him because he's a fucking idiot.
I think it's... I really do think it's a good idea. He just has to go about it. Smart. He does project himself as an idiot.
He does. He's not an idiot at all. I've never said that he's an idiot. But, like, he projects himself as a fucking idiot, and thus he becomes one in my head. Like, it's a whole different story. Like, if I have a dick boss who makes a shitload of money, I still don't want to work for him. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my opinion.
I think that what we see in, like, the media-wise, I don't think that's who he really... Like, everyone
Dude,
says
that's the
that
whole
when
point.
They meet him...
That's the whole point of sports. Watching sports, entertainment. And if your entertainment perception is that this guy is an idiot, and is ruining it. Again, I don't disagree with the way he's handling it as a person trying to get his children to the league, trying to make money. But, like, just realize that you're coming off as a huge dick.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has to, dude. Just the asinine things he says, he has to realize that, like, he has to.
The whole thing about LiAngelo getting back from China and him not apologizing to Trump, or thanking Trump, is hilarious.
You know that he sent him 3 pairs of shoes?
Yeah. Trump didn't say thank you back.
I know. That little dick.
Real men doing real men things. Worrying about the big issues. We'll switch over to NFL. I put down a number of games that are happening this week. For the most part, actually, like, the games that I think we're going to see this weekend are not huge games. Other than, like, the winning and losing is big. But, I mean, like, the matchups themselves aren't, like, too spectacular on paper. So, like, you never fucking know. I mean, this is the weirdest season ever.
They're saying, like, Christmas night we could get some snow. Which I'm really excited about, strictly because...
What does that have to do with...
The Eagles have the Christmas night game, and I really want to see Santa get pelted with snowballs.
Oh, okay. I was like, where are we going with this? First game, we got Minnesota at Green Bay. Vikes basically are already in the playoffs. They're pretty smooth sailing
because
they...
need to win this.
Why?
If they lose this game, we solidify the number one seed.
Yeah, but, like, if you win, it wouldn't matter.
No, if they win and us, there's still a chance coming in the last week that our game versus Dallas.
No, I'm saying if you win this weekend, that you solidify it.
No.
Yeah, didn't you beat them head-to-head?
No. We would have one more week to solidify it. They have the tiebreaker for God knows what reason.
I was going
to
say, what
is
the reason?
Okay. I don't know how it works because, like, I know we have more points scored. And I really don't. I just remember that at the one point when we had the same record as them, they were above us.
Okay.
It could be strength of schedule. Maybe that's how it goes.
For some reason, from what I was reading the last couple of days, they made it sound that, like, the Eagles are, like, they want it. So
No. We need them to lose for that to happen. I don't know why, like I said, but...
But Minnesota is playing in Green Bay. They got snow in Green Bay today. Decent amount of it. Not that Minnesota hasn't experienced snow before for their games, but... Green Bay is pretty... Wisconsin's known for that, having a fucking ice dome.
We're in a nice, fancy new stadium. They have a closable roof.
Who? Oh, Vikings nice. Do. Yeah, so, like...
I don't want that... Like, dude, that their team really makes me angry. Like, really angry. Was there sauce on those?
No, it was... I have a plate here with... it was taco meat earlier.
Yeah. I got really actually upset there. I was like, wait, I didn't know there was stuff in them.
So Minnesota at Green Bay. I don't know what my thoughts are on this game. I think Green Bay is just going to play it out as hard as they can, but, like, Green Bay is just
not there.
No,
you guys are going to shock the world and win the game.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if they win the game.
I'm just kidding. You guys are not going to shock
the
world.
No, we're not. The line's 40.5, 9 in favor of Minnesota for this game. That's, like, more than a score. It's 2 possessions. I think that they... I don't think that Green Bay covers.
I don't either.
So, I'll say that. I mean, Minnesota's just been really, really good this season. So, I'm interested to see what the Packers end up doing, how they rebound with, you know, putting Brett Hundley back in again. They had a tough game against Carolina. So, I mean, like we said, Aaron Rodgers played one of his worst games that I've seen in a long time coming off of such a big injury. I think he might have rushed it. I'm glad that they put him on the IR for the rest of the season now that the playoffs are out of the picture. So I think that at this point it's like, you know, Brett Hundley, like, this is an opportunity for you to learn how to, like, hit your targets a little bit better. I mean, what's his face? Jordy Nelson barely got any catches when Brett Hundley was throwing. So, you know, if nothing else, this is a good opportunity for Brett Hundley.
The Vikings do have, like, the second best defense too. So, like,
yeah. Well, like I'm saying is, like, if you're Mike McCarthy, it's just like, bro, like, we're not playing for anything other than, like, upsets for the rest of the season. And you have Brett Hundley in, young quarterback, hasn't played terrible, but it's like, dude, just go out there and do whatever the fuck you want, I guess. Like, learn things, I guess. This is like putting whatever you want into practice, in my opinion. In my head, if I'm, like, a coach, that's what I'd be saying about this game. It's like...
I agree with that.
You have a chance to learn, go ahead. If we lose, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's no, like, it's not like...
They're a top 5 team in the NFL right now. Exactly. But Detroit at Cincinnati is another game. I said... There is an opportunity for the Lions to still make it the playoffs. There's a decent chance, actually. Them, the Seahawks, and the Cowboys are all 8-6 with winnable games ahead. Obviously, Cowboys have to play the Eagles, but it depends on the Falcons as well.
I want Seattle so bad.
In what?
To make the playoffs. Oh. I want them to make the playoffs win their first game, and I want them in the first round. I want them to have a low seed.
Why?
I want to replay them so badly.
Why?
Because it'll be at home for us. I think we'll beat the living snot out of them. I think our team wants that.
It's going to be funny to see.
I don't know. I really don't want it to be Dallas, dude. I'll be so pissed if it's Dallas.
If Detroit somehow sneaks their way into this.
I'd like to see Matt Stafford.
I like Matt Stafford, and I like the Lions when they're playing properly. It's like Matt Stafford and the Lions just are, like, pretty up and down the last, like, season and a half. So, like, and they'd be, like, that dark horse team to make it. They'd be the most dark horse team, in my opinion, if they end up making the playoffs right now.
Dude, I was reading this thing, like, 2 days ago, and it was talking about the potential quarterbacks the Eagles could play in if they got home field advantage. And I think only one of the quarterbacks had a winning record, like, on the road in the playoffs, which I thought was pretty cool.
Well, a lot of, unless you've, like, won a Super Bowl,
and
a lot of times.
I think it was Russell Wilson.
Unless you've, like, fair. I was going to say, unless you've won a Super Bowl, a lot of times the quarterbacks you face usually don't.
You're right.
If you think about it, I mean, most teams don't make it that far anyway. So, like, you only usually get one chance, and if that's the case, like, if your team's one of those fringe teams, you only get one chance to get there.
I feel really bad for the AFC. Like, a statistic like that, like, Tom Brady would just be, it would be stupid.
Yeah.
His numbers have to be
he
stupid.
He probably has more than the whole AFC.
Yeah, like, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
So that game,
Do you remember the last time they weren't in the playoffs?
No. Like, I don't know, like probably in the 90s.
No, there was definitely a time.
There was like definitely 2000s. A year or two, actually. Maybe like 06.
When he tore his ACL.
Yeah. Atlanta at New Orleans. So what I was going to say off this, piggybacking off this, first of all, it's a hugely important game. It's a divisional game. Atlanta, if they're in New Orleans, though. New Orleans is, like, really hot. They're doing really well this season. that division's really close now with the Panthers doing goddamn well. All these teams could finish with 10 wins alone in that division.
Which just sucks, dude.
Which just
sucks
for all that.
You're going to have some shitty... Dude, the 10-6 Bills might not make the playoffs.
They also might. We'll get we'll get there in a second. But Atlanta at New Orleans, do you think Atlanta can do it? Pull the upset. I think in this point they're the underdog by like
I don't know.
Lines
that Thursday night game, was lit.
Yeah.
I don't think they do it. I think
But that was against
I think
Tampa Bay.
The Saints come out.
I think the Saints come out on top too.
I think they smack them. No, I was talking remember the game that we
watched?
Oh,
right. Yeah. That
it
game
was like
sweet.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Imagine having to play this team twice, and it's at New Orleans, which just changes things. Like, I think New Orleans comes out and smacks the shit out of them.
If that's the case, that really shakes up how those fringe teams like Seattle, Detroit, and Dallas.
Yeah, it really opens the door for all three of those teams.
So, it'll be really interesting to see. And then, by that token, it's going to be like, you're the defending NFC champs, and you're going to get beat right now.
Breaking news. The NFL has told officials to no longer use index cards to measure first downs.
Oh, do you see that thing?
So stupid.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. We're using the front or the back of the card now.
Like, was it that close?
Yeah.
That you needed, and like, if it was touching, like, oh.
I don't get it. It's ridiculous.
Stupid.
That's going to be a good game to watch. The Atlanta could surprise a few. I don't think they will. New Orleans is still clicking. They haven't had too many injuries, honestly. That's what it seems to be. The best teams are the ones who can stay the healthiest.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can say that confidently just because of the Eagles.
Why?
Because look how many people they have out to injury, and like they're still pretty, pretty good.
I'm saying you would not argue against the fact that you'd be better if you were completely healthy. It's awesome. Hey, you're short as shit.
Dude, that's hysterical. So, there's a picture of Robert De Niro wearing like 6-inch platform like shoes, and it is laugh out loud funny.
So you just mentioned it, but Buffalo Bills at New England,
this is big for them.
Is there any chance the Bills win? I know that in the past, well, first of all, last week they had a great week. Tyrod like was played lights out. He had 2 touchdowns for some stupid fucking reason, and he rushed for a decent amount, and he threw for damn near 300 yards. And for some reason the Bills in the past have been sometimes the New England's kryptonite.
I think that's Miami this year.
It is Miami. It's been Miami also. But, like, Miami and the Bills seem to be those teams that can sometimes pull off a win. But they're in New England, and they just came off of winning the pit against the Steelers.
I could see it. That would really shake up the AFC race, even though there's really only two teams. But that would basically solidify the Steelers as the number one seed.
Bills making it in, too.
I'd love to see another Patriots-Bills championship, like AFC championship, in the Steel City.
I don't know. I think it would be – I think that the Bills have a chance. The line is heavily in favor of the Patriots by 11.5, with the over-under set at 47. So there isn't too – Vegas isn't giving the Bills too much of a chance here.
It's just the fact that it's at Gillette.
Well, it's also the fact that the Bills don't have much of an offense. They have Shady, and their line hasn't been too
– They have Shady.
Their line hasn't been too good this year. And Tyrod's been playing well, but he doesn't really know when to throw to. Kelvin Benjamin, like
Tyrod's going to get paid. I've been saying this. He's going to get paid next year.
He will.
There's no way he stays with the Bills.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I think the Patriots take that one. I think they're, because of that Steelers win, they kind of just prove that they're the best in the AFC.
I don't know, dude. They're bound. That's a 9 straight for them. They're bound to
who?
The Patriots.
Miami beat them 2 weeks ago.
That was up 9 straight up to that point. You're right. Then they lost, but then they won again. Yeah, you're right. They're gonna win.
They're rolling.
They're gonna win.
Jacksonville at the 49ers. I mean, can the Jags beat one of the hottest teams in the NFL? In the San Francisco 49ers? I don't know.
God, don't say that.
Jimmy G.
This is like you saying the Chargers are the most consistent team in the NFL.
They still were. They were.
They were until
last week. That's week 15. That's a consistent team.
The Jags clinched the playoffs. I don't really think they care anymore at what seed they get. No, they're gonna have. They're gonna have at least a 4 seed.
Yeah, but they care. They're gonna do everything they can to get the 3.
I mean, they need Atlanta to beat New Orleans really badly. No, they can't. No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking NFC. AFC. So wait, who? They are the 3rd seed right now.
They want to keep that.
Who is their opposition?
For that? Well, the oh my gosh, the Titans went out the window.
The Titans are in the same.
I know, but like their chances of making it in are the.
It's the South. It's the AFC South. It's really bad.
The AFC South. I was gonna say the Ravens too.
There can't be the 4 seed.
No? Why?
The top 4 seeds are all the winners of the divisions.
Right now in the wild card in the AFC, Jags are 3rd, Chiefs are 4th, Titans are 5th, Bills are 6th.
Dude, they're bad.
In the NFC, it's sitting Falcons 6th, Rams 3rd, Panthers 5th, Saints 4th. Dude, 3 from the... Yeah, one. Like that sucks for those 3 teams because... At least one of those is gone. At least one. So, that's the NFC, obviously. We've said it a ton of times that they're the fucking
way better clear
superior conference. But, yeah. So, that's gonna be cool for the Jags. They're going to probably do everything they can to...
I don't think they care. The fact that it's only +4, though, is kind of astounding. Because, like, 6 weeks ago, that would have been, like, a double digit. Favorite.
Well, we might see, like I said, you might see your Rams make it into the AFC wild card. They're sitting in the 7th seed.
The Rams?
The Ravens.
Ravens. Wouldn't surprise me.
They're sitting at 8-6, they're the 7th seed.
They really turned their season around.
Their
defense is really good.
They're tied with the Bills right now.
Their offense isn't that
great. And their offense is like the Jags almost, where it's like they'll win a game 40-0.
They're running like weapons. They definitely pass more.
Yeah. They'll score, what's it called? Let's go like 40 points one game and then like 10 the next.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. So, I don't know. Seattle Seahawks at Dallas Cowboys. Zeke is back.
Zeke is back. I hate him. I was talking about this today. I hate his face. His eyes are too close together. I like all of his, like his nose, his mouth, his eyes, they all just feel like they're all like clumped in the middle of his face, super tight together, and then he just has the rest of his face.
Well, this game is huge.
It infuriates
me. This game is huge. Seahawks, if they beat the Cowboys, and then if they beat you.
Well, it's huge because
they're in.
They're both sitting at that 8-6.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, I'm looking at the in the hunt right now. Seahawks, Cowboys, Lions, like we just said, all 8-6. Cowboys, the lowest out of those three seeds. It's at 10th, but they beat the Seahawks. That's huge, especially if the Lions, you know, fuck up and lose to the Bengals. I don't think they will, but Cowboys end up winning this game with Zeke back. That's pretty scary, having him back, just because he is such a difference maker. And if nothing else, even if he's not putting up the big points, that's a big motivator for your team. Whether or not he's the one who's getting the touches, I think. You know, you have.
You saw Dak say he's so excited for his best friend to be back.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, right. Even if it's not like. Even if Zeke gets like 65 yards.
I think he's just saying that because he sucked and he's like, oh, I want to look good again.
Sure. I mean, you'll say, I'd say anything. But, like, I just mean that, like, if nothing else, he's a morale boost to have back on the team. It's like, oh, man, Zeke's back. Like, we're good now. That's not, like, that's a morale booster, if nothing else. Even if Zeke doesn't have, like, the monster games that they need to have. But, I think that this game turns out to be one of the games of the week. Seattle Seahawks in Dallas. Now with Zeke back. Both 8-6. They both need to win with any chance of them getting the playoffs. So,
bro, I just... It's the zombie Seahawks, dude. They're so injured.
I know. And they still might make the playoffs.
it's just crazy to me.
It's just crazy to me.
Why I want them to.
Can you imagine if Russell Wilson had a healthy team all season?
No. They still wouldn't have been that great.
They would have been better than 8-6.
Their defense would have been.
They would have been higher than 8-6.
Their offense wouldn't have been. Their offensive line is trash. It's so bad.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If they had a decent O-line, they'd be 10 wins right now, for sure.
I guess I can agree with that.
Then we got the Steelers at the Texans. Now, I think the Steelers are going to win this game just because of the way the Houston Texans are right now. But I only put this on here because I was like, imagine what this game could have been had Deshaun Watson and that little streak that they had.
J.J. Watt.
And J.J. Watt back. How that game could have been so cool had neither one of those players got hurt.
Dude, they were so good.
They were. And
I'm curious to see what happens with Deshaun Watson here. In the future. I mean, I think he was really good, but it was another one of those things where, like, I don't think he played enough games for people to figure him out.
Well, he played 9?
No.
How many did you play?
I thought it was way less than that. I thought it was only, like, 6.
I think it might have been 6. I know he had, 19 touchdowns? Yeah.
Yes.
I think he had 19 touchdowns. So I think it was 6 or 7, maybe, yeah. I don't know. We can look it up.
Because him and Carson Wentz were tied.
No, he was leading for a couple weeks, too. He played... Oh, shit.
He was.
That doesn't help.
Was he?
Let's see.
I mean, regardless.
He played 7 games.
So, it's 6 full games.
And a passer rating, well, the game he came out on, he had 4 touchdowns, 400 yards. So, 4 games. So, 7 games.
It was against the Seahawks, wasn't it?
Yeah. In Seattle. And they lost by 1.
That sucks.
Because he tore it in practice.
You're right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
He had 103.0 QBR from this season when he went out. That's damn good. He had 1,700 yards in 7 games.
Once had a 104.
Yeah. So, like, it's going to be... Well, he's a rookie. I give him the benefit of that doubt. And he wasn't even...
Plus, it's kind of nice when you have DeAndre Hopkins.
He's sure.
Just a freak.
It's nice when you have Ertz.
And a good running back.
You guys are a nice rotation. You guys are comparable.
You're right.
So, yeah.
Honestly, they're very, very, very similar.
Dude, he turned 22.
Their secondary is not that great, just like our secondary. I think our secondary is good. It's just not our strength of our defense. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
I think that my only reason putting it on here, I was like, this is more of like a what if.
And it's a Christmas game.
Is it?
Yep. How weird is it that the two Pennsylvania teams get to play Christmas games?
That is so odd. Raiders at Philly is the other game. Any concern here for the Eagles? I mean,
no.
The Raiders have been like the oddest team this season and not very dominant at all. But
nope.
And you're home.
Yep.
So you'll be good.
On Christmas. That stadium is going to be rocking. Absolutely rocking. I wanted to go to that game so bad. I also really wanted to go to the Cowboys game. The week after, but...
That would have been nice.
I was hoping it was going to be for the division, but thank God we locked that up a couple weeks back.
Yeah, really saved your ass, I guess. There's a couple other games this weekend that are just not that interesting. I was going to talk about the, what's it called? The Marlins trading away two more players from their team. And what they're, like, what, where are they going to stop?
Did we talk about the town hall in the last one?
We mentioned it, yeah. But they like solidified two more trades from now, from then until now. So now we're like, oh shit, like.
Did we talk about that or did? No, you're right. We didn't talk about that. No, we did.
We definitely did. But no, I'm like more like, yo, when are you gonna make a move, Derek Jeter, to like acquire some players and talent here to like build a team? Unless you have that many Aaron Judges in your back pocket sitting in the minors right now that you think you're just gonna pull up, which he doesn't. So like, I mean, looking at that town hall thing, I'd be fucking pissed if I was someone who lived there. But whatever. Any thoughts?
I mean, I don't know, dude. I could see him saving this money up, sitting on it for a year, getting his bearings before he really starts to make moves. That really wouldn't surprise me.
What do you mean bearings?
I mean, obviously, he understands the game, but, dude, it's way different going from playing to managing a team, like running a team. Did he just send that?
Yeah, I just saved it. Ben just sent me a fantastic screenshot that I will be sharing with everyone on Twitter.
Oh my god, you screenshotted it?
Oh yeah.
So yeah, Ben is in New York right now with his girlfriend.
Shout out,
Cass. We love you. Ben, you suck eggs. And I'm pretty sure he's just been casually drinking all day. And I can only imagine it's incredibly expensive. And I know Ben has no monies. So,
because his bets haven't been hidden.
No. I mean, they really haven't been. Thank God Cass has a job. But Ben was drinking this like fruity martini-looking drink earlier.
Oh, no. Was it during happy hour?
Dude, I wanted to call him out.
If it was during happy hour, it's fine.
I don't know if it was.
If it's during happy hour,
we can actually look.
The rule between our friends, by the way, is that if it's during happy hour, you can get whatever drink you want.
Ah, shit! My phone died. That's a bummer.
Well, we're almost done here.
I know, but still.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. Yeah, no. Our rule is that like you can get whatever drink you want during happy hour, and we won't judge you. As soon as 7 o'clock hits, though, if you still have that drink.
Seriously.
Yeah, have you never noticed that we do that?
I've never noticed that you did that.
Yeah.
I gotta start taking advantage of that more.
Yeah. You can, you know, experiment.
You gotta see what you like, man.
Yeah, you gotta see what you like. You don't know everything yet. I don't know everything yet.
I do know everything.
You know a little bit.
A little bit?
You know a little bit.
So you know a little bit.
I don't know if I'll like that peach martini. I don't know. With like whipped cream on top.
I only have
and like lit on fire.
A 2-hour window every day where I get to, you know, potentially go try for it.
It's your world. I mean, speaking of drinks, we got Gray's drink of the week. It's not a wussy drink. It's the White Russian. Pretty easy to make. I'm sure anyone who is, you know, of legal drinking age, obviously not underage.
We don't support underage drinking.
No, we don't. We don't support it at all.
Very, very much so against that.
We definitely just turn our backs to it. It is not that difficult to make. If you know anything, you've probably either tried it or something like that. But here's how you make it. 2 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce of Kahlua coffee liqueur, and 4 ounces of half and half. An extremely well-known drink, commonly ordered in all types of bars. This drink is the perfect liquid dessert that gives you a pretty solid buzz. Honestly, there's a lot of alcohol in it. There's also a variation without the cream called a Black Russian, but Gray does not particularly recommend it. So for any Lebowski fans, take a page from the dude and slug a White Russian. Honestly, I've only had like one or two slight White Russians before, and I'm honestly not the biggest fan.
I love them. It's like a milkshake. It's the best.
Yeah, to
me, it's like an adult milkshake.
It makes me think that like it's curdling in my stomach because it's milk. I don't know. I'm not like a huge fan of it because of that.
I can accept that.
Yeah. But we will probably post that to everyone who is following us on our Twitter machine. So we'll probably post it on our Twitter machine. Make sure you guys follow us there at Room Temp Show, obviously. There's one more little thing I want to talk about before we get to our final thoughts. They're getting ready for NBA Hall of Fame candidates.
I'm so excited.
The submissions
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Not All-Stars. Because I know they're doing like the midseason All-Star stuff. That kind of got me excited today.
So I'm looking at an ESPN article from earlier today, and they kind of listed a number of candidates and what they think are their chances. Number one, Jason Kidd. Two, Steve Nash. Three, Ray Allen. Four, Chauncey Billups. Five, Grant Hill. And then they have a few more afterward, but I think just talking about the top five is...
The first two are definitely going to get it.
Yeah, so they actually have like explanations under each one except Jason Kidd, and they've lumped the two of them together. They just said the eligibility changes, like they made eligibility changes for what is constituting someone to be able to get into the Hall of Fame this year or get that first point, the first round ballot. And it made both of these players eligible this year, which would be... So cool. They should be both just shoo-ins into it at this point, honestly. I mean, they're two of the 10 best point guards in NBA history. And I think that in terms of, like, comparing the two, I don't really think it matters too much because I think that both of them should get in regardless because, honestly, not for anything. The first time I, like, really knew who the fuck Jason Kidd was watching Like Mike with Lil Bow Wow. And Jason Kidd's in that movie, and Lil Bow Wow tosses the basketball off of Jason Kidd's back, and then, like, inbounds it to himself, and then scores. And it was super fucking embarrassing for Jason Kidd.
Dude, I would not be surprised if Ray Allen didn't make it first year.
Yeah. I mean, his... Like, at his best game, I don't think...
His best game was the shot.
It was the shot. I mean, his three-point was just... out of goddamn control. Other than yeah, out of goddamn control. And I mean, I don't think that he was. If you look, I mean, comparing the two of Kidd and Nash to Ray Allen is a weird comparison. But like looking at their careers, I think the two of them had better careers.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Which is why I think they take one or two over him. But Ray Allen for me, third,
known as that shooter.
Yeah,
like the other two were like all around point guards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a beast. He's a 10-time All Star.
Brown? Really?
Yeah. He's a 10-time All-Star.
How did I not know that?
So was Jason Kidd. He's still... Right? Yeah, he's still the NBA's leading three-point scorer.
Yeah.
So, like...
Steph's gonna take that.
Steph's gonna take that, but...
Actually, I don't know, man. He's like, quieted down a little bit the past few years. Granted, I guess having KD on your team will...
It kind of just gets... It also is like, Steph Curry will make, like, 5-6 threes in a game, and everyone's like, okay, Steph Curry made 5-6 threes in a game. It's like, you get jaded. It's like, you see LeBron do a dunk, like, 500 times from one step inside the foul line. It's sick, but, like, the 400th time, you're like, okay, well, LeBron dunked.
Yeah.
It's like, that was sick.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's no, like, that?
There's no, like, holy shit, how did he, yeah, Steph Curry had how much space to turn and shoot that three?
Wait, time out. Did you see... That Wofford upset.
Oh my god! You and I were sitting in a bar last night watching the one game against fucking Duke. And they were
killing them.
But to the TV to the right was literally the Wofford UNC game. And at one point, I like looked over and it was halftime, and Wofford was winning by two and I was or three, and I was like, "No way, this is about to happen." And do you see their post game, like locker room celebration?
No, was it lit?
That was dope. They like just started popping shit. Yeah, they started popping shit on their coach as soon as he walked in. They were, like, dumping, I don't know if it was champagne or whatever. I don't think they'd have champagne with them. But, like, they were throwing some shit, like, all over the locker. They were going nuts, which they should.
I would have, dude, you just beat the number five team in the country on the road.
Yeah.
Like, that's
and you're
lit.
Wofford.
And you're Wofford, bro.
That's bigger than Duquesne. No, that's smaller than Duquesne.
This actually reminds me of a story from last year. Me and Ben, it was over the holidays, and Ben was over. We were just casually drinking. It was Indiana, back when Indiana was like the number one or the number two team in the country.
Yeah.
Versus Fort Wayne. Did I ever tell you this story?
Yeah.
About how he now has to name his daughter's middle name Indy.
Yeah.
I find it so funny.
Well, explain it, because...
Okay. No, so me and Ben are just casually drinking, and like, we're watching this game because there was like nothing else on, and this game ended up being like really good. Like, it was close, like, just back and forth. So we made bets naturally at halftime that if Indiana won, I would have to name my firstborn son's middle name Wayne because of Fort Wayne. And if Fort Wayne won, he has to name his firstborn daughter. I think it's either Indy or Diana. I forget which one it is.
One of the two.
But one of the two. I bring it up every couple months just so he won't forget. But yeah, Ben, this is your reminder for December.
Just letting you know.
You have to do that. Cass, this is also putting it out there because I don't think you knew about this.
But now you do.
Now you do.
Now you do. More you know. Final thoughts. Sean.
I'm going to continue going along with what we started last time. I just read the Bleacher Report thing, and I never really realized it's their first word is bleacher.
You didn't understand it?
I just always think of it as like an ESPN type thing, and then I looked at it, I was like, wow, that's real. It's a bleacher. That's something that sits in like a gymnasium. That's kind of stupid.
Sean Wolpert with the always enlightening realizations.
Oh, that's funny.
Is that what yours is? Is that your final thought?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that my final thought is being pumped that tomorrow is the last day at work until the new year for me.
Oh, that is a good one.
I'm very excited. I don't think I've had a week off where I have no obligations really since probably spring break. And even then.
Oh, dude. And no,
even then, I had shit to do.
I'm the same way. It has been like Thanksgiving. It was like nice because like I took off from work out here, but I went home. The only day I really had off was the Thursday of Thanksgiving.
I had a few days off around. There because I took a day or two for myself.
Yeah, like it was like one day off. Yeah. It was like I worked on the Saturday. It wasn't like a ton of work, but I still did a little bit. It wasn't like super relaxing. Yeah.
No, I'm like excited for that just because like I'm going back up to Syracuse for a few days and coming back down here. For the new year and stuff, but like other than like the 12 hours I'm gonna have to travel, which is bullshit, it's not. I'm just so looking forward to it. It's gonna be fucking great.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm not looking forward to the drive home though.
No, I never am.
I've been doing it so much recently. It's just like it gets old.
Yep, gets old. That's about all we got for you guys tonight. They're always a little shorter episodes because one of us is missing. We don't go too long on conversations because we can have rational talk with one another when there's just two of us.
No, I think it's just Ben. Ben says a lot of stupid stuff.
You say some pretty stupid shit, too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, we will... What are we doing for the next show? What is our deal for the next show?
It's a surprise. We're just going to leave it at that.
We're going to leave it at that, but we're doing something for Christmas, doing something for the holidays. We're not going to be together all for New Year's, I don't think. But we'll be doing something. We'll do something.
It's going to be big. It's going to be bad. And... two of us may or may not be incredibly intoxicated.
So make sure you guys follow along with that. Make sure you follow us at Twitter at Room Temp Show. We're still working on getting guests. We keep saying it, but we actually are in contact with people in the last couple of days. For Room Techers, we're doing the same thing. So make sure you follow us at Room Temp Show on Twitter. Literally just Room Temp, T-E-M-P, Show, for anyone who doesn't know how to spell. Same thing for us on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe, download our shit, tell your friends, and... you know,
boom.
Make sure you enjoy your vacations if you don't hear from us in the next few days, guys.
Dude, imagine losing a tooth.